Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, Yerushalmi, Daf Yud Beis, as we continue here in the sugyas of Menudah and excommunication. As we know, this parak compares Menudah and Mitzora and Avel. So, in the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we have the sugyas of unusual, that they were, some of the Rabbanim, they were going to try to put in Chayrim. So, we picture Lenato says Rabbi Meir, they tried to be Menade Rabbi Meir, who said to them, who are you? Meaning, do you know rules of Nidui? And ends up that it seems like they weren't Minada. So, Bikshulin Nados and Rabbi Eliezer, they wanted to be Mavada Rabbi Eliezer, and we know this one, we have the full story. There's going to be different versions here, as compared to the Bavli, in Bava Tzia Nun Tes, the famous Tanur Shel Achnai. But this is the story that after Rabbi Eliezer stood up to the Rabbanan, and he was outvoted, and he still, kept to his guns, and he still tried to say that the Rabbanan were wrong. And he brought, if you remember, all of the Nisim to show that he was right. A different version of that story is going to be brought here. But in the version in Bava Metzia Nutes, he says, if I'm right, then the tree should jump. And if I'm right, then the water should flow upstream. And if I'm right, the walls of the base measure should start falling in. And if I'm right, heaven should show that I'm right. And the Baskol went out from Shemayim and said, Malacha Mitzar Abalazar, Shalacha Kamosa B'chal Makom. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo Bashamayimi. So a little different version of the story appears here, as we will see. So Big Shalom out, this is Rabbi Eliezer. They wanted to put Rabbi Eliezer in Chayrim. Is this really one of the activities that makes somebody deserving of Chayrim? So there is the Mishnah Melech says that it could have just been a Hara Shah, even if he didn't actually violate one of the Isurim that would be Mechayiv, Chayrim, as we'll have some later on in the daf, but could be that at that time, their abundant felt that if they don't do something drastic, that would cause a splintering of Am Yisrael. V'ulai, this is the Mishnah Lamelech in the Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Zayin. V'ulai ma'ashe nidu l'Rabbi Elazar lav midina. It wasn't midina. Ela ki ahi damrinan. De'bez den yesh lem koch lasos davar shelo ketorah kde laso siyog. V'ra'u chazal shebishvil davar zeh sh'Rabbi Elazar amar al svaraso neged harabim. Having nothing reusa, there would be a terrible danger. V'hayu macharvip misrabim machlokas b'Yisrael v'nimnu v'gamru v'nidu shalo kedin mishum siyag. Right, it wasn't a maker a din; it was because they felt that this is what was needed at the time. So the Gemara says, Amrin man azamodel. They say after the story, they say, who's going to tell him that he's in chayrim? So Amr Rabbi Akiva no azamodel. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, I'll go. And I'll tell him why Rabbi Akiva. So the Karbonada says, Shahaya Talmido v'chaviv ala biyose. They had a very close relationship. And he knew. V'yadash lo yanishenu. And Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Elazar wouldn't get angry and punish him. V'yakabo piyusim imenu. And would be appeased from him. He knew that he had that relationship. So Asla Gabi, he goes to him. Armale, Rabbi. So in the Bavli, Rabbi Akiva does not say it beferish. In the Bavli, Rabbi Akiva does say it beferish. Rabbi Akiva just sits far from him. And Rabbi Elazar kind of figures it out, right? Rabbi Akiva was lavash shchorim v'nisatev shchorim v'yashav lefanav v'richuk arba amos. And then Rabbi Elazar says, Akiva, ma yom miyomayim? And he answers, kimaduma li shachaverim bedila mimcha. Right, appears. So it was very much but softer. In the version here, it's more explicit. Rabbi, chaverecha menadim lecha. Right, it's beferish. So your friends have put you in chayrim. Naste nafak le lebra. So Rabbi Elazar took Rabbi Akiva outside. Amar, and here in this version, he does the nisim to show Rabbi Akiva. Charuvisa, the carob tree in halacha gedivrayim. If the halacha is like them, like the rabbanan, is okrin. Please be uprooted. Flow is akras, and it wasn't uprooted. In halacha gedivray, if the halacha is like me, is akrin. Be uprooted. This akras, and it gets uprooted. So you see, he's right. In halacha gedivrayim. If halacha is like them, chazrin, go back. V'lo chazrin, and it didn't go back into the ground. In halacha gidvarai chazrin. If halacha is like me, then go back. V'chazrin, and it went back. Interesting why you needed that second stage. Kol hadin shavcha, and he did all of these amazing miracles. V'les halacha Rabbi Eliezer. He did all the, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Why not? Am Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Chanina, again, instead of the Rabbi Yoshua standing on a chair, Misha nitano lo nina ela achrei rabim lahatos. Once the Torah has been given, so then it goes by lo bashamayim hi, right? It goes by the das of the rabim. And since Rabbi Eliezer was outvoted. So he has to give in. He has to give in. It goes to the Rambam. It doesn't matter, even if there's a baskel that goes in from Shemayim. Lo ba Shemayim. Again, a lot to talk about in that case. Let's just continue. Belezer, Belezer, Yada, Shacharim, Lahatos. Rabbi Elazar knows that. Rabbi Elazar knows that. Achri, Baba, Lahatos. Right? Well, what was he upset about? So lo hikpid ella al yadesh sarfu tarosa v'fana. Now the problem was not that he was outvoted, but they kind of, he felt like they did a lahachis, that they took his taharos that he felt were tahar, and they wanted to prove that was tami, and they burned it right in front of him. Right? It says the carbon eidav, achashav Reb Elazar shema'aseyem shelo l'shem shamayim, rak lahach iso. He interpreted their actions as to make him angry. Shahaya lahem lachush l'chodo. They should have been choshes for his covet. She was zakein. Ulisarfo shalobafanav, at least behind his back. Lakach lachashas l'minyanim. That's why he thought they were all ashamed, shalol l'shem shamayim. He didn't think that what they said was in good spirits. Tamantaninan, connecting with the story. So where was what was the machlokas about? So we know, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Kalim, the machlokas was about a certain type of oven. Chitcho chulios, that they made an oven in pieces. V'nasan chol ben chulio l'chulia, and they put, dirt in the middle, in between the each chulia, and they were mitzarifit bekivshon, and they made the oven. So is this an oven? That's makabel toma. Rabbi Elazar matar. Rabbi Elazar says no. This is not a kli cheres, right? This doesn't have the status of a kli cheres because it has dirt and chulios. Says the carbon eita she'ein ze kli cheres ela binyan kein kli galalim. It's like a kli made out of dung. The kli adama she makabel toma. V'chacham matamin. Nacham say no. Come say it is Batami, because you go after the Cholios, and that's already enough to be considered a kli. And you put it on the ground. It's like a barrel. You put it on the ground, and you put fire on the bottom of it. So it's good enough. Zeo tanuro shel chachinai. This is the tanur. Again, the girsa in our girsa in the Bavli is achnai, and here it's chachinai. Why? What's chachinai? So in the Bavli, again, it's achnoi, and the Gemara says achnoi. Achnoi is a snake. Shikifu Dvarim, they surrounded him with claims ka'achna, like a snake. But here, it's chachinai, right? Tosfos there quotes Argi Rishami. Zetano shal chachinai, Amar Abirbia, chachach gadol, nasa ba'osu ayom. A big hit, a big blow happened on that day, right? Karbanaida, maka gadola, nasa ba'osu ayom. Why? What was the maka? Kol makam shay se'eno shere Eliezer mabetes, hayanishtaf. Wherever Eliezer looked, he destroyed. He was, again, felt slighted, and it was destroyed. Again, in the Bavli, you only have this at the end, and Gamliel, died. But wherever Reb Elazar looked, it was nishtaf, it became ruined, the tefuah. Even one grain, he looked at half of it, it was nishtaf, it became ruined, and the other half was not ruined. Right, you see the hashgacha of even a half a piece of grain. Bahaya amude beis havan merofafim. And the walls of the beis medrash were shaking. Right, again, in the Bavli, it's because he said walls of the beis medrash should fall down. And Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you getting involved? Right, he talks to the walls and they stay there. But they were shaking. Amalem Rabbi Yeshua. And here Rabbi Yeshua says to them, im chaverim mislachamim, if the chaverim are fighting in Torah, atem ma'ech baslachem, what's it your business? He says to the walls, what are you coming down for? Right? So therefore, you shouldn't get involved. Yatza Baskol, V'yamra, Allah, Rabbi Elazar Bini. And the Baskol goes out again and it says, the halach is like Rabbi Elazar, Amr, Yeshua, Lo Bashamayim, Lo Bashamayim. The, Tosfos there discusses, let's stop there for a minute. Tosfos there, amongst the other Rishonim, also discuss, so what was the purpose of the Baskol? Meaning, if lo bashamayim he, so we don't pass like the baskol. But one second, there's two discussions in the Rishonim. Tosfos there, but Messiah Davnan test discusses, do you pass like a baskol? Do you not pass like a baskol? Remember, Eiruvin, Yud Gimel, Mabez, we pass like that baskol. Right? Halacha, Kebes Hillel, Kebes Shama, we pass like Bez Hillel. And here we passkin against the baskol. So, Vahadam Barakamu Diyavamis, Talacha Kebes Hillel, Mishim Diyatsa baskol, Shiny Hacha, Shebalachlo Kal Divrei Torah. Usually, you pass it like a baskol. But this baskol went against halacha. Dichsev acharam lahatos. Aval hasam adarabah veshilol ruba. Ilav dhavi mesafgalon iazlinam basar ruba. Bishud de beishamai have a charifi tuva. So number one, really the rule is you follow the baskol, but this was an inferior type of baskol. So it went against the rove. Va'od, or it's an inferior type of baskol here, because this baskol just went out with covered Rabbi Eliezer. Dekan, Hashem didn't want to embarrass him. Dekan lo yatsa baskol elamishim kvodid Rebbe Elazar. She'omar min ha-shamayim yochichu. Because he said that. He put, so to speak, he put him on the spot. So that's why. If you look in the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, it's quoted in, on the side of the Gemara in Brachas, but it's also quoted here in the Shidduch Kubetzos in, Bamitzia Dafna Test. He says maybe the Basco was really to test, like a Navi Sheker is there to test to see if the Jew, the Chachamim are going to follow the Halacha. So here too. Here too, it could be that it was a test. V'yubas divrei baskol v'ashenis shakavana bazel nasos es hachachamim im ze hakol ya'atikem mimashe mekubal b'yada b'mav kemo sha'amar ki minasa Hashem alokeichem aschem by a Navi Sheker v'hore bazel amitus kabbalasam, and their following was there. They held strong to their Mesorah, to their Kabbalah. Yeshua says, "Lo b'shamayim l'fisha Torah Hashem tamima v'arnitna lanu yisinai v'hodienu shle yishuna mimena davar." Nothing's going to change. "Lo nishar b'torah seinu lo davar soser zeh zeh v'lo shum safik k'deshin itztarech bo l'mofis b'na shamayim." We don't need miracles to paskin. Okay, maybe in terms of public procedures, right? The Urim v'tumim, should we go to war or not? But in terms of figuring out the Halacha and Torah, we don't need heaven. That's what the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says. Again, it's quoted here in the Shidduch Kubetzos, and it's also in Brachas Daf Yud Tesem Beis, going over to Chaf Amud Aleph. Okay, let's continue. Rev Krispai, Rabbi Yochanan Meshem, Rabbi Im Yomer Li Adam Kach Shana Rabbi Eliezer Shona Ani Kedvarav. Right, if somebody says I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Kach Shana Rabbi Eliezer, somebody says that, so then, meaning, Rabbi Lezer is in Chayrim, so could you still quote him as a Shita? So if somebody says, Rabbi Lezer told me this, Shonani Kidvarav, I learn it, Kidvarav. Says the Karmel Eda, Maskar, Ani Dvarav, B'mishna Mishmo, V'loich Baslib Mashi Nidu Oso. Doesn't matter that he was in Chayrim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi who put together the Mishnah. So if I heard of Hashem Rabbi Lezer, I'll quote him, Ela Detanya Mechalfin. But there are other Tanoim that don't say it. Other Tanaim don't say his name because he was rejected. Chadzman have aver b'shuka. One time, Rabbi Lezer was walking in the street. The chames chada isa. He saw a woman sechusa devisa sweeping her house. Vitalkis, and she threw v'naflas garbage. She threw out her garbage and it fell on the top of Rabbi Lezer. Omar, he says, you know what? Maybe that means it's all done. Maybe I've already accepted enough busha. It must be that my chayrim is over. Right? As it says, me'ashpos yarim evyon. From the ashpos, from the garbage, which I just got garbage dumped on me, yarim evyon, the evyon, that's me, l'chora, they will be mekarif me. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches, doesn't seem to say that. Seem to say that until after he died. If you look on the Sefer in the back, L'chayim b'Yerushalayim, he says this reaction that Rabbi Lezer has reminds us of the story of Haman with the garbage on the head. Mikan hochiach tochiach dim irila adam gadol sheover bashuk v'zarku alav davar shalobim eskavein. If somebody gets something thrown on them without kavana, lo yakpid v'yadom v'yadun b'daito ki gam zelatova. There's a reason. Rabbi Lezer said there must be a reason for this. Vasavlanus umashe bolein piv yaselo segula. And the patience and the fact that he closes his mouth, doesn't scream out, yaselo segula dielo tikva tova ba'ofen shiyeh. It's going to help him out something. Something in life will be good because he accepted the bizyonos be'ahava. Okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi shalach basar chad barnash plus a zimnin. One time Rabbi Shua ben Levi sent a hazmana to a person three times. Below Asa, right? We're going to get into now other activities, other actions that would cause somebody to be put into Chayrim. So Shimon Levi sent to Azbada three times. Didn't come. Shalach Amarle, Ilule de lo Charmis Barnash Minyomi. And he says, if I never put anybody in the Chayrim, I just stay away from that behavior. But if I wouldn't be from that ilk, Havina Mechram Lahu Gavra, I would have put you in Chayrim. Right, you three times Bezdin told you to come. Shal Esrim Arba Dramin Adin, because there's 24 things that actions that are deserving of Nidu V'Zeichan Mehem, and this is one of them. If somebody gets a hazmana from the Bezdin three times and he doesn't listen, so that's worthy of Nidu. The Rambam discusses this these 24 things also. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, all the things that are, one is Menadeh for, starting with Perek Vav, Halacha, Yudalin. We'll see how far we get. Kol asher lo yavo l'shoshes yamin ba'atzas hasorim ba'zakenim. It's based on a pasuk in Sefer Ezra, where he said, right, he was trying to get them to do tshuva and divorce their intermarried wives. So whoever doesn't come in the 3 days, ba'atzas hasorim ba'zakenim, yacharam kol rechusho. Right, all of their rechush will be taken away, and he'll be separated. So that's one of the makoros for hefker, bez, and hefker. But here the Gemara is using it for hazmana. Amar Yisrael Bar Elazar is sagin minhon mivadron v'masnisa. There are a number of actions that are scattered through Mishnayos that talk about nidui. Tamataninan. So the Gemara is going to quote a couple of examples. Tamataninan. First, the Gemara in Tainus. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Right, Shimon ben Shetach says about Choni and Ma'agel. Remember, Choni acted with Hashem. Too much rain, too little rain. Really, you're deserving of nidui. Right, if you wouldn't be so, kebed bayish, shemeschati lefnei amakom. Shilu nigzra gzeira, kashem shnigzra bimei Eliyo. Because what happens if, you know, it's not raining now because Eliyo Anavi made a gzeira? So Eliyo Anavi said no rain. You say rain, it'll be stuck. Lo nipses mevias harav l'yechil Hashem. Wouldn't that lead to chil Hashem? Shkala mevias harav l'yechil Hashem, tzorach nidui. Because whoever leads the rabbin to a chil Hashem will have to be excommunicated. So that's one example. Taman Tanina, and we learned in Rosh Hashanah. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, or the story of Rabbi Gamliel, when there were all these Edim that came, and one of the other Tanam, I think Rabbi Akiva, stopped them from coming, because there were so many, you don't need. So Rabbi Gamliel said to them, in Ma'akev atas Rabbim, if you are Ma'akev the Rabbim from doing a mitzvah, right, even though they're not needed, they have Kavanah to do the mitzvah. They have Kavanah, so let them, right, says the, Karban Eda. He miskaven lasos mitzvah umalin aleim kilo aso. Let him do the mitzvah. So if you're ma'akev nimseis machshilon laso lavo, you're going to be machshil them from not coming in the future. But nimseis ma'akev is a rabbi milasos mitzvah. Shkol ma'akev is a rabbi milasos davar mitzvah. Tzorach nidui. That's the next. So if you reject the hazmana 3 times, that's nidui. And if somebody causes a chil Hashem, nidui. If somebody causes somebody not to do a mitzvah, nidui. Tani Amar Rabbi Yosi. Tudus. Todus or tvadus ish romi. In Rome, Tudus told them to roast whole goats on the night of Pesach. So, right, it's a little tricky because we have a concept of Zecher LeMikdash. You want to do something Zecher LeMikdash to remind everybody what it was, but you don't want it to be actually looking like Mikdash because then it might be something that you're usher to do outside the Beis HaMikdash. So here, this looked like Shchut Echutz. It looked like you have a karban and you're roasting it and eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash in Rome. So that's why, but Todos didn't feel it was a problem. He thought this was a good way to remember the Karban Pesach. Shalchu Chachamim v'amrulo, and Chacham sent him and said, Ilulei Shat Todos, lo yidim anadim oschap. Right, we would be menada you if you wouldn't be tutus. Umay todos, amar ev chananya, tahavi mishalach, parnasas, hondur rabbanan. What was so great about him that he did? He used to support rabbanan, he used to support Torah learners. And therefore, but they said to him, lo nimseis mevias harabban de yachilas kachim bachutz, you're bringing people to do something that looks like an avera. Maybe it's going to even lead if people think that this is a, it looks like kachim bachutz, that they themselves would eat kachim bachutz. Shkol mevias harabban de yachilas kachim bachutz, Tzarech Nidui. That's the next one on the list. Again, a lot to talk about in terms of Yisachar and Zavulun and supporting Torah learners. Beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Zos HaBracha, but we'll have to come back. Tamat Tanina, next Mishnah. Esmi Nidu, right, says Mishnah in Idios that talk about there was one rabbi that was Mizalzel in the Halacha of Netilas Yadayim. So someone said it was Akavi ben Mahalalel. So this Tana says no. Who is it? As me nidu, as Elazar ben Haynad, shepikpik bataras yadayim. Right, he was mafakpik in the dindurabana, matilas yadayim, hada amra, mafakpik, bedabra, afilu medevay sofram, zorach nidui. Right, so therefore, next one. Right, if somebody's mafakpik, yeah, on a dindurabana, zorach nidui, taman taninan, also the Mishnah in Idias. What's this talking about? Whether a giyores is subject to the regular rules of Isha Sota. So there was a machlokes about it. And then one of the Tanaim said, oh, Shmaya Vavtalyon, they were Mashke Egiores. And then one of the Rabbanan, according to our version, it was Akavi Mamalalel, who said, oh, don't bring me rice from Shmaya Vavtalyon. They came from Gerim. And therefore, don't bring me rice that they're going to treat Gerim like B'nai Yisrael, like a regular born Jew, because obviously they came from Gerim, which sounds like the attitude of, oh, the posting must have been biased based on ulterior motives. So, Dichma Hishkua. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere, dugma, right? Mao dichma, dichma say like them. It was a bias. So for saying that, to have an attitude that one of the Gedolei Ador made their psak based on a bias, nidu, v'meis b'niduyo, and this person died in nidu v'saklu based in arono, and they put a stone on his coffin, to symbolize that he died b'nidu. V'lamedcha, shekala menude, v'meis soklan arono. This also teaches me that if somebody dies when they're still in a state of nidu, they put a rock on his coffin. Hada amra, what's this activity? Hamavaze zaken. I feel like Armisa zorach nidui. So he's mavaze the zakenim, right? He was mavaze. He said Shmaya Vatalion. They must not have, they had their own reasons for paskening. So all of these are examples of reasons for nidui. Again, 24, and the Rambam lists all of them in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In the days of Rabbi Zaora, they would put people in cherim. But then they would bring them back, meaning if they did tshuva, they would undo it right away. Meaning, unlike, we'd be getting into this whole discussion. Because we spoke about if somebody gets out of nidui in chol hamoed. We said, what do you mean chol hamoed? He should have gone and gotten it opened before chol hamoed. So the Gemara had said earlier on yesterday's daf, they did. He did go beforehand, but it has to be at least 30 days. And the 30 days ended on chol hamoed. So Rav Zaora says, no. In my day, they used to put nidui and also undo the nidui very quickly, right? Says that right away if he did tshuva. Amar Lon, Rabbi Lar says, Hashta Marakin, Hashta Makarvin? Really? Right? It's so quick. Don't we hold that it has to be at least 30 days? Right? We had a remez in the pasuk. Amar Rav Yosa, Chazru v'nimnu v'kashayachzer bo yumakarvin oso. No, they made a decision. They said right when he was comes back, they will put it back in, says the Karbana Eda, Shelo laharbos machlokos b'Yisrael. Right, not to be marbe machlokos. V'yafa osim bizmanenu kitakana ha'achrona. And that's what's done. Right away. Hamenud la Rav, Hamenud la Talmud. So how all-encompassing is a nidui? So if somebody is a muda to a Rebbe, to a Rav, Hamenud la Talmud, automatically his Talmidim also have to observe the nidui that the Rav put in. Hamenud la Talmud, Hamenud la Rav. But it doesn't work the other way. If it's menuda to a Talmud, a younger student, he's not automatically menuda to the Rav. Hamenud la Abed, Hamenud la Chacham. Abed is the second in command, right, to the Nasi. So Hamenud la Chacham, somebody lower. Hamenud la Chacham, Hamenud la Abed. Hamenud la Nasi, Hamenud la Chol Adam. Nasi is the highest, right? We had back in Chagiga, I think it was. Remember all the Mishnayos about the Smicha and the Zugos. We had one was Abezdin and one was the Nasi. So the Nasi was the highest. So Menudel Nasi is Menudel Chaladam. Ad Kedun Chacham Shenida. The Afilu Chaver Shenida. A Chacham, if somebody's on a certain level, he could create a Nidui. Could a Stama person, Chaver, he just means Stama Balabas, a regular, simple one of us, could we create a Nidui? So Nishminim and Adah, yeah, let's learn from the following. Chada Amsa Mindvarpata. There was a woman from Barpata, a maidservant from Barpata. Havas Avra Kumi Chada Kenisha, she was going by a shul. Chamas Chad Sapar Machi, Lechad Miyanuk, she saw a teacher hitting a child. In the days of old, it was more common. Yatim and Surche, but he was going overboard. Can't do it in a hurtful way, just in an encouraging way. So she saw that he was hitting beyond. Amra, she says, Amra Lishesdim, Yeviyahu Kavar Machram. She says, you should be in Chayrim. Also, Shalom Rabbi Acha. He comes to Rabbi Acha and says, does that woman's words have power? Amra Leit, Zorachat Chashar, Zal Nafshach, yeah? You have to. So Adamra, what do you see from here? Hose Adavar, Shalom Kishur, Zorach Nidu. Anybody who acts, needs, in an inappropriate way, Zorach Nidu, and anybody can create that, Nidu, right? Even this maidservant on the street. Rish Lakish, Havim Aini, Tainin, Bibarbaris, Rish Lakish, is a similar story quoted in the Bavli, says the Rish Lakish was guarding, he was Ma'aini on Tainim, like Tainim, figs. He was guarding figs in a place called Barbaris. Awesome, Listaya Vaganvo Minom Balalya, robbers came and stole some at night, Ubisofa Argish Bahon, and he finds them, he got them, Amr Lone, he says to them, Levin Elaine Ama Machramin. He says, these ganavim should be in Chayrim. He put the ganavim in Chayrim. Amr and Le, they said to him, Yehehahu gavar machram. The ganavim say back to Rishlakish, no, you should be in Chayrim. Okay, we stole, but who says that we should be in Chayrim? Chash al nafshei. So he thought to himself, Rishlakish thought to himself, Amr, momron in chayvin li, dilma nafshon. He rethought and he says, I know they're chayiv money to me, they stole from me, but they're nefesh, right? Nidui. Was that appropriate? Rish Lakish is having second thoughts. Nafak Pari Basrin, he starts running after them. Amrlon Sharanli. So Rish Lakish says to them, because he's worried about what they said to him, you're in Chayim, says, please matir me. Amrle, they said, Sharilon, Vanan Sharilacha. Yeah, you matir us and we'll matir you. Right. It could even be that really they did mean it, because maybe they knew that his cherim didn't have teeth if it was undeserving. But hada amra menades mishein otzarech v'nida osotzer nidui yanidui. Right? If somebody's menade Reuven's menade Shimon and he wasn't supposed to, then Shimon does back to him, so it works. It works. So that's the story of Reish Lakish. Mi matir, in general, who could undo a nidui? Does it have to be the one? Does that have to be pesha aser or pesha hitir? Lo kentani, didn't we learn? Meis echa mi menadav e matirin lo. If somebody, one of the menadim died, then it's stuck. Right? There's no matir, no heter. Amri Yishov ben Levi, hada das amri b'she'in sham nasi. There's no nasi around, because he's the overarching leader. Avol mi sham nasi, a nasi matir. The nasi could always be matir, it doesn't matter who put the chayim into place. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Bob Amramo Ma'isa be'echad shemis echad miminadav lo hitiru lo. The story that one time someone died and they were not matir. One second. Lo kinam Rabbi Shua ben Karbi Levi. Didn't we say hada dat amar b'shein sham nasi? Avam yisham nasi anasi matir. Didn't we say that nasi could always be matir? So answer v'kamis manda amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Bob Amramo b'shal chazerbo. The guy didn't do tshuva. Right, if there's a reason, if there's a good reason to be matir to undo it, I'll undo it. But in that story, the person did not do any tshuva. If he didn't do any tshuva, so there's no reason to undo. Period. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaya b'shem Rav Sheshes nimnu b'usha shlo menado zaken. They made a rule in Usha that if there is a zaken, there is a Jewish leader that does something wrong that's worthy of nidui, you don't do it in public. It'll cause a tremendous chilul Hashem. You take precautions, right? If this person is a dangerous individual, you take precautions that he's not involved in the Jewish community anymore. But maybe try to prevent the chilul Hashem in public. It fits in the following. Zakin shi ir badavar, zakin, that something happened. Ir badavar, that he was royal in nidui. You don't take him down in public in an embarrassing way. You know, keep your own kavod and stay home. Stay home, meaning don't act in the public realm anymore, or else we're gonna have to take more, measures. But I can do it, privately. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaya, b'shem Rav Acha, same person. Zakein, sheshachach, Talmudo, machmas onso, a zakein that forgot his Talmud, because, machmas onso, because he was old, not because he, didn't learn properly, but machmas onso, no agabo, kedushas aron, right? You still treat him, properly. So don't treat him properly with kedusha. The Kedushas Aron. Kedushas Aron. What does Kedushas Aron here mean? The Kabban Eda. Kedushas Ha'aron She'asa Moshe. She'shivrei Luchos Ha'yu Munachin Ba. Right? The language of the Gemara Brachas is Luchos Ve'shivrei Luchos Munachin Ba'aron. Right? Even the broken Luchos are in the Aron. So even a Zakein that forgot some of his learning, he's like Shivrei Luchos. Shivrei Luchos. And therefore, it still has Asal Kedusha. Remember the story, the Gemara at the end of Masechta Sota, where the Mishnah says, when Rebbe died, Anava was Batel, and the second to last line in Sota, Rav Yosef says, Lotisni Anava, Diika Ana. Don't say Anava, don't say humility was gone, because I'm still here. Right? Although everybody asks, I'm still here, that's Anava? What kind of statement is that from Rav Yosef? So the answer I've mentioned before is that Rav Yosef said, look at my life. You want Anava? You think it's hard to have humility? Look at my life. He was a Zakein Sheshachach Talmud Machmas Onso. Right? His Talmudim used to remind him, Rebbe, you taught us that. What do you mean you don't remember it? So Rebbe Yosef says, look at my life, and you could have anava. Right? You don't need to say that, oh, this on this Mida is no longer Shaykh, is no longer relevant. It's very relevant. Realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. Realize, you know, this anava is it's natural if we have enough recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the more at the beginning of Sota, and the Bavli, I think, says, the more we raise ourselves up, the less room there is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't want to be amongst the Baalei Gaiva. So the more room we give to Hashem, the better it is for us. That's the end of the Sota. Good. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tancha, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. Zakein shenida letzarech atzmo. If his zakein is menade for personal reasons, afilu kahalacha, even if it's for a good reason, if we could somehow know that if it's for personal reasons, so then the nidui is not effective. What does that mean for personal reasons? So there's a number of pshatim here in the mafarshim. Either the karman eda kedishi yafayis vitein lo mamon or yasla ritzono. Ruvein is menade someone else because he wants the other guy to give him money. Man, that's not appropriate. Even if the other guy's deserving of nidui, if he does it for money, inappropriate. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know he doesn't like him. But b'nei sono. How do you know? Four other people did the same exact behavior that he did, and this guy didn't say, this Rav didn't say anything. And finally, this fifth guy did it, then now he says something. Now he says something. Right? It's not appropriate. Look at the Trumas Hadeshen, the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, Shin Lamed Daled, quotes the Trumas Hadeshen in Reish Ayin Daled. Shuvas Lezer in Reish Ayin Dalid, who quotes the following. Chacham echad soni labalabayis ma'od. V'nichshal oso balabayis b'milsa d'chayvalei nidui. Kalacha. The balabayis is chayim. V'kafat oso chacham v'nidu kalacha. Everybody knows that the Talmud Chacham was menadeh him because he hates him. Because many other people did the same thing, and he didn't. It wasn't menadeh. Yirap, the Yishlavi Raya, they need to nidui. It's not a nidui. How do you know? Because look in Yerushalmi, in Moikatan, the Truma Sedeshan quotes our Gemara. Demali mechavin lehishtaker bahataraso mamon. Like the carbon aid shot. What's the difference if he's doing it to get money? Mali Mechavi did linkomi man, or if he's doing it for revenge. Ula hachnia so no. Gamzes charo, lasos nachas ruach lioso. Either way, in all these cases, it doesn't work. Dinira tama davar shetzorach hamenadei she's kavan l'shem shamayim. Anyone who does nidui has to be kavan l'shem shamayim in order to help out the world, in order to help out this person. Kdilasos geder l'tora ulukvod l'mdeha. V'loye chavin klal la'atzmo l'shumanava to'eles. And if not, then we disregard that nidus. This is the Chumas Adeshen in Reish Ayin Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here with Moikatan Daf Yud Beis.